It's... Now to the show. Whatever. It's been weird these past few months or weeks not having this show to go on to. It's me, Sam, and I'm by myself this week, and a lot of things have gotten in the way for the past few weeks, of which I'll talk about today, but, yeah, I haven't done a show in a long, long, long time. Let me just pull my, little thing up here. Yep, I haven't done a show for, like, a month and a week or something obscene like that, but I've got a solo show for you guys today. It's probably not gonna be as long, because I'm gonna run out of stuff to talk about, so, like... I'm probably going to have a few solo shows in the future, yeah. Dara has his cousins over and stuff, so... Just wouldn't work out doing it today. But we really need to do it today, because it's been so long. So, I hope you guys aren't that bad with just listening to me babble on without Dara making weird noises and commenting on things, and his little movie bit that he has every week now, whatever. Well, I don't think I've seen any movies. I've seen movies recently, so I can do a movie review myself. It's just not going to be the same without the random voices, but we'll make do. So, yeah, the reasons that I haven't been on for the past month, shortly after I did episode 11, I went to camp for 2 weeks. Understandable. Whatever. Then I forgot about it for about a week, and then I had band camp, which is like... what is it? It's fucking 9 to 8. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And, oh, you get home and you just want to collapse. It's ridiculous, because I do marching band and stuff. But, I haven't gotten any chance to do anything, really. So... it's been over a month, and I'm actually really glad to be back. But, I'm kind of a more active YouTuber now, so you're gonna see some more YouTube stuff in the future from us. So I know it's really early in, but I need to get some time to collect my thoughts, so here's... you know what? Yeah, I'm probably just gonna play a song right now. I actually just did the entire playlist about 5 minutes ago. Remember, all of our, music is provided by the, Podshow, Podsafe Music Network. It's, aside from asking the artist personally, it's the only way to get music legally on a podcast, so that's really cool. And, oh, we got an interview. No, not an interview. Well... I'm aiming to get some more interviews, so that's going to be really cool. But we got another review from Anonymous, I think. Ooh, nice name. No, just kidding. iTunes review. But, no, we get all of our songs legally on this show, and... yeah, we podcast on a Windows, so... whoever that was asked if we podcasted on a Mac or a Windows, but it's a Windows. We're pretty simplistic, and I can't afford a new Mac, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. So I'm probably going to get to the first song around now. Let's see. I'm going to play a little song by Less Than Jake. I don't know when this one came out, but all I know is that I found it on the PodSafe network, and it was cool enough for me. This one's Look What Happened by Less Than Jake, so enjoy that.
And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try, and we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. Then we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
Everybody, we're back. My mic's misbehaving here, but yeah, that was a pretty cool song. Provided to everybody by the PodSafe Music Network. You can check them out at music.podshow.com. Yep, and I've actually discovered that I've got a lot of things to talk about today because I've taken over a month off, and I'm actually probably going to do another show tomorrow with Dara. This is just my filter moment, because I want to just get everything out right now. But, I've just found a really great list of music today. And that was, Look What Happened by Less Than Jake. If you want to go check Less Than Jake out, I went to go see them on, Warped Tour this year. So, I think right now, I'm going to talk about music and CDs that I have purchased recently. Or actually, namely, more like bands that I've seen recently. Yeah. Okay, so, on August the, whatever, I went to go see, Warped Tour in, Old Bridge, New Jersey. There were some really, really good bands there. I went to go see, wait, who did I go to go see? No, I went to go see, Thursday, Gogol Bordello, NoFX, Motion City Soundtrack. They were all really good. Aiden was actually my favorite band. That was my favorite show there. Oh, just crazy crowd, crazy show. It was great. Namely, some more bands. Gym Class Heroes, who, they're really good. They just dropped a new album, Cruel as School Children. I don't have that one yet, but I've heard really good things about it, and I've heard the singles from it, and it's just a really good CD, so check them out. It's Gym Class Heroes, and if you want to hear some of their older stuff, the album that I do own is the Paper Cut Chronicles. Check it out. It's on a Decadence, which is Pete Wentz's label, and they're kind of like hip-hop, indie. It's really weird, but they're amazing. They put on a really good live show, too. And, yeah. So they played, one band that I was particularly impressed by was, And Then There Were Machines. They played the, Jersey stage. They're an unsigned band. But, I'm actually gonna try to get some of their stuff for tomorrow's show. I'm gonna contact them or something, because they're really good, and I don't understand why they shouldn't be played on this show, because they're totally my style. They're like a pop-punk kind of band, but whatever, I'll get to them. As you may know, as some people may know that listen to this show, I recently went to go see the last show of my favorite band, Some Call Me the Poet. It was pretty tough, but hopefully they'll be back next summer, and they'll be doing what they do a lot. And a band that I saw there was The Ghost Sonata. So go check them out. It's myspace.com/TheGhostSonata. And myspace.com/ And Then There Were Machines. And I'm going to message both of those guys and see if we can get some songs played on the next show. So, oh, I've actually got a few bands that I want to play. Whatever. But, yeah, aside from that, I went to go pick up the Ghost Sonata. It's kind of like an EP. It's some really good stuff. It's not on a record label, so it's not going to be widely available. But I don't know. No, I think you can buy it on their MySpace. So check that out. They've got some tracks up on the standalone player. But they're amazing. They put on a great show, and support them. Check them out. Support local music. So, yeah, that's something that I live by there. But, yeah, that was my arm on the table, just so you know. I don't know if that came out. Whatever. So, I'm actually going to do something that I haven't done in a while. And check stuff. Let's see. Wow. Wow, I can't log into the K7, so if you send a message, I'm really sorry, but I can't log into it. But, I'll have a new number up later, I guess. Sorry, guys. That's a big problem there. But, we have lots of stuff that we are going to do today, besides music, so guess what we're gonna do now? Music. So we're just gonna start a little next segment after this next song that we're gonna play. This song is what was the next song? Oh, there we go. This song is gonna be "Time to Dance" by Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco is a really big MTV-esque following, but I really appreciate them as a band too. Not just as Brandon, yeah, whatever. I actually really like Panic at the Disco. A lot of people hate me for liking Panic at the Disco, but you know what? Screw you. Everybody who hates me for liking Panic at the Disco, not all of you guys. You know what I mean. yeah. So, we're gonna play not another Panic at the Disco song, a Panic at the Disco song. This one is called "Time to Dance," and I don't think it's a single, it's just my favorite song. Whatever. Yeah, I like that song. Yeah, but we're back now. Yeah, we're doing the thing that we normally do with, you know, like the shows and stuff. Yeah, it's kind of weird doing this by myself without Dara saying something in the background. But whatever the fuck. Now would normally be the time that we talk about movies. And we're going to keep to that tradition today, even though Dara's not here, and he's the resident movie freak. So, I won't have much to talk about other than the movie that I just saw about a month ago, and that is Talladega Nights, Ballad of Ricky Bobby. This movie was, it's another Will Ferrell, Adam McKay movie. Pretty much like Anchorman. It's like Anchorman, except the guy's like a NASCAR driver. Like, I don't know. He's like a NASCAR driver or something, and he's like, he gets in like a car crash or something, and he's on fire, and he's like afraid of driving after that, and like most of the movie is about like his downfall and then remountaineering? To the top. Yeah. So, that was a really good movie. It was really funny in the tradition of, Anchorman. Some may argue that it was better than Anchorman, even. I don't know if I could even say that it's better than Anchorman. But I don't know, that's a lot of people's opinion of it, and I guess you could say it's better than Anchorman. Like, jeez, that's gonna be loud. Oh, sorry about that. I just hit the microphone. But, in my opinion, it was just as good as Anchorman. I mean, it had some really good laughs, and Adam McKay is my favorite director as of right now. So, I don't know many directors, though, so that's not much of a title, but it's working, whatever, it was a good movie. Talladega Nights, Ballad of Ricky Bobby, 4.75 out of, I'm just gonna say 9.5 out of 10, because that's a lot easier than 4.75 out of 5. So it's 9.5 out of 10. It was a really, 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 really good movie. So, yeah. Also, I've been watching some old movies too. Dara had a, he projected a movie onto his garage. He brought his projector out to his garage and everything. He had some people over to watch it. They were watching Mrs. Doubtfire. And, that's an old movie. It's not Steve Martin. I can't believe that I don't remember who this is. But I'm gonna remember in like 5 minutes, and I'm gonna think that I'm, oh, it was Robin Williams. Yep, now I feel stupid. But it was just a really good movie, and that's why it's a famous movie. And we also watched some Fawlty Towers. And who can hate Fawlty Towers? The German episode of Fawlty Towers? Yeah. If you've never seen Fawlty Towers, it's one of the dudes from Monty Python. It's one of his other television shows from Britain. He's a hotel manager, and he's like crazy. I guess that's how you could put it. But it's some really good stuff, and it's old, and you probably can't get it on a region coded DVD from around here. I know I have Fawlty Towers DVDs that I can't play because they're region coded for the UK, and I can't play them on this DVD player, which sucks. They should have stuff like that, like you should be able to play it on anything. Or they should have like a little, like, if you've ever bought an action replay for a GameCube, this is spilling off into video game conversation, I don't know why, but, actually, I do know why, just disregard that last statement, but once you, like, enter the main menu, you actually have an option, like, it'll emulate, like, using that disc, you can also play, Japanese games. Like, if you got a game on import and you can't play it normally, they should have something like that for a DVD player. I don't know, because I've got so many region-coded DVDs. I've got a Red Dwarf DVD, which is a show from Britain. I have Python DVDs, and I have Fawlty Towers DVDs, none of which work on our DVD player. And that's my unplugged... No, the unplugged chair is holding up stuff. It's just being useless. But the unplugged chair is pretty much being put to rest right now, and it's been switched. But, another thing. Fantasy football. I've been getting into that a bit. Dabbling in all that good stuff. If nobody knows what fantasy football is, then, I'm not going to take the time to explain it. Just Wikipedia it. But if you're interested, I've got a league going, and I've got plenty of spaces to fill. So, we've got a draft on Saturday, September 7th at 9:45, and it's Yahoo. So, actually, you can email us about it. Me and Dara are in the league. Nick that we did interviewed for an entire show, he's on the league. And then my cousin, isn't it? So, well, we have, there's 10 possible spaces. And we've got a draft at, it's, I think, 9:45 a.m. Sorry, there was no other time. That was the latest time that we could get, but it was 9:45 a.m. I think it's Eastern on September 7th. So, if anyone's interested in joining, our email address is youdidn'thearthis@gmail.com, and I can get you set up with that. So, yeah, that pretty much is all the movies that I've been going to go see recently. So, yeah. So, I wish I had somebody to ask about something, but I don't. So, I'm probably gonna cut to the next song around now, and I'm gonna come back in a bit, and I'm gonna talk for an extended amount of time about games, because that's what I do. And I've been listening to Gaming Uncensored, which is Jamie Jordan's podcast. You can check him out on episode 11, or gaminguncensored.com. Yeah, I've been listening to that, and there's a lot of news that's been going around, surprisingly, over the summer. There's almost never any news over the summer, so it's been kind of a ridiculous summer, because Next Gen's going to be finished launching really soon. So I'm going to cut to the next song right here. This one is by a band called The Subways. The Subways were just on tour with Taking Back Sunday, Angels and Airwaves, and Head Automatica. They were the opening act. So, yeah, they were They're a pretty good band. I've only heard snippets of this one song. So, I hope everybody else likes it. Yeah, and I've got a Mindless Self-Indulgence song stuck in my head. Doot-doot, Shut Me Up. No, that's the name of the song. I should really edit that out, but I won't. This one's Rock and Roll Queen by the Subways. Okay, yeah, enjoy that. Oh, no, stop. Okay, enjoy that.
You are the sun, you are the only one. My heart is blue, my heart is blue for you.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, we're back. I took a little break there to browse through YouTube stuff, and I think I found some stuff that's good. So, we're not gonna do that now. But I had to do it sooner or later. I would have forgot about it. Also, something that I'm gonna forget about otherwise, hi to everybody at camp. That's probably not subscribing right now, but if you're listening to this, then, hey. Yeah. Silence. Yeah. Okay, let's get to what I was talking about next. So, we've got... Okay, I recently went out and got World of Warcraft. Big mistake. I can't stop playing it right now. It's pretty much consuming my life, and I don't have anything better to do than play World of Warcraft. Right now, I'm on Bronzebeard. Gusam, it's G-U-S-A-M. And I'm on Bronzebeard and Alliance. So if you wanna, I'm a gnome too. So if you wanna check me out on that game, yeah. Whatever. But it's a great game and I got in just in time for what is it? Intro World PvP, I guess that's what you could call it, but you could play, like, on other servers. No, you could play other servers in PvP, whatever. That, and, yeah. It's a great game, and if you haven't already played it, then find a friend who has it and have them send you one of the passes over the email. Have them go to worldofwarcraft.com, send you that, because I recently got a really good graphics card and I'm able to run Warcraft on it, and it runs really well, and it's a really, really good game. It's $15 a month, which I know you're thinking, like, ow, but you get the first month free, whatever. And I bought a game card that had 2 months on it, so whatever. And probably when I'm not able to play it, I'm going to freeze it. Like, there's going to be certain periods of time where I'm just going to be, like, away for months. So I don't want to pay my money over that time. But, yeah, I've been playing that. My brother got Oblivion. I'm not that into Oblivion, to tell you the truth. I know people are just gonna flame me for that, but I don't like Oblivion that much. It's not that great. Well, no, I'm not gonna say it's not that great. It's just not my thing. I'm just gonna say that. I mean, it's the kind of thing that I'm tiring of it really easily. It's not that much fun to play. For me. I know a lot of people that love Oblivion. I know that people, like, it's an amazing game, apparently, if you can get into it. Like, you can get, like, 50 hours into it and you're just barely getting into the story of the game. Like, the main story of the game only comes in after, like, 100 hours or something. It's ridiculous. But if that's your thing, then go pick it up, because it's really well done if that's your thing. But sadly, it's not mine. So, yeah. But, also some big news in gaming. E3 is no more. That's right, we bid farewell to E3. There's nothing much else to say about that there. My brother unsubscribed to City of Villains because it was crap. It probably would run really well on this graphics card, though. I kind of want to just resubscribe just to be able to play on the new graphics card. But that would just be stupid. So, thanks for turning me into a total dumbass MMORPGs. Yeah. Let's see, what else have I been doing recently? Oh yeah, I don't know why, but I've been talking to some people who really like the PSP over the DS, and whatever, PSPs, I just really, 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 really don't like PSPs. It's too much of a rip-off. I mean, there are some good games, but none of them are, like, aside from, like, Loco Roco, there's a dead bug on my The Movies game. It's not even my The Movies game, it's Dara's The Movies game, sorry. There was a bug that just died on your game. I just thought you would like to know that. But, whatever. Okay, what was I just talking about? Whoa! Okay. I'll remember in a second. PSPs. But, yeah, the only really good exclusive game is Loco Roco, in my opinion. I mean, they've got games that aren't exclusive, you know, like Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories, which is, I think it was also released on the PS2. Ape Escape, which is my favorite game of all time, ever. But, yeah, and that was released on that. But there are no other really good exclusive games. I don't know why. They should release some. I mean, it's got good hardware. But I don't know. People are just focusing too much on the graphical capabilities of the PSP and not putting out any really, really good games. I mean, like, then you see something like Loco Roco come out that's not beautiful in the slightest. It's almost like a cartoon. It's past cel shaded. It's just a cartoon, but it's like, oh, it's just good. Whatever. It's not graphically beautiful at all. You can run that shit on, like, you could run that shit on a Nintendo DS. You could run that shit on anything, and it would still look the same. So they weren't focusing on graphics at all when they came out with Loco Roco, but Loco Roco was a really good game. So whatever. What else to rant about? Xbox 360. Considering getting one, actually. For, you know, like, Gears of War. May get Geometry Wars, because that's apparently this huge thing. But, let's see. PS3s. I'm sorry. I hate the PS3. The only launch game that looks interesting to me, and before about a few days ago, there were no launch titles that looked interesting to me, but I am talking about that one that I don't remember its name from Insomniac Games with 40-person online multiplayer. That's some good shit. It's gonna be a big launch title. But I don't know if the PS3 is gonna sell many units, because it's $600. And in my book, $600 for the game system itself, not so great. And also, I've got so many gripes with that system. But the only reason that I would buy it would be that game right there, and maybe Metal Gear Solid 4 when it comes out. I've never been a really big Metal Gear Solid person. I mean, I've played it, I've enjoyed it, but I haven't been so reluctant to get, I need to get the next Metal Gear Solid game, whatever. Yeah. But if anything's gonna sell that system for me, it's gonna have to be really good, because that would mean that I'd be spending $675 on one game, and yeah, that wouldn't work out that well in my book. So, and then the Nintendo Wii is another really, really, really good one that I want to purchase and add to my stuff. I don't know. But, let's see, what else has been happening? Nothing much else video games wise. So, I'm gonna break to another song. Let's see. Hold on a minute, everybody. Yeah, Sorry about that. The next song that I'm going to break to is Dream to Make Believe by Armor for Sleep. I haven't heard much of Armor for Sleep, but what I've heard has been really good. So I hope everybody enjoys this little jig. Yep, I'm pretty sure I will, and if I don't, I'm sorry. If you don't, I'm sorry too, but I'll be sorry for myself too. Because I'm self-absorbed like that. Yeah. Here's Armor for Sleep. Everybody, we're back, and this is our last little bit. I'm sorry that the show is so short today. We're running low on stuff to talk about because it's just me today. So, today, or at this point of the day, we will now talk about, what is it? YouTube. So, this is probably one of the most interesting things I've seen on YouTube in a while. Go to YouTube and search up Stephen Colbert's Green Screen Challenge. On the 21st of August, Stephen Colbert issued a challenge to America saying, hey, I want to be green screen animated. So basically, he took a lightsaber and went up to a green screen, and he just waved the friggin' thing in the air until he was tired, and he rolled around like an idiot, and it's like a little Star Wars kid-esque thing, whatever. But, what he really wants to do he wants people to apparently take the footage and edit it using his and send it to his website. Blah, whatever. Well, you can find a whole bunch of people's green screen challenge videos, like, all over the nice interweb, and all over YouTube, too. A lot of them are actually really well done. Yeah. Well, there's him, like, fighting bears, which is his thing. He always has a lot of friggin' bear jokes. There's, Stephen Colbert in the movie Signs. Wow, there's a lot of really weird ones. Colbert versus a cave troll. My personal favorite one, though, is, like, they stick him right in Star Wars. And he's just like, yeah, Star Wars. Actually, he's not like, yeah, Star Wars, it's just me. But it's sorry. But he's in a really big, I think this might have been, this was episode 2, I believe. It was probably episode 2. Because it looked new, and Anakin was, I think, more adult person by this point. But it was the scene where they all get in, like, a big, like, circle, and they're surrounded by droids and stuff. Yeah, that was... And it was him, and he was just, like, freaking out in the middle of the circle, and there's no droids even around him. He's just freaking out and rolling all over the floor. It's great. And I really do hope that one wins. But, It's actually really funny, because a lot of people keep... They keep submitting these. Like, you're never gonna run out of ones to watch. There are ones that aren't good, and then there are ones that are good. The ones that are amazingly well done, and then there are ones that it's just like Stephen Colbert on the green screen next to, like, a taco. And, like, you can still see, like, the green screen, but it's a taco. Oh, well. But, yeah. So, check that out on YouTube. And, yeah, that's about the gist of this edition of, You Didn't Hear This Here. We're probably gonna put out another show tomorrow. Because we've got so much to catch up upon, except I don't by myself. So, and we love doing this. This is, like, whatever. I just love talking. Actually, this worked out really well for me today. I thought I would last, like, 15 minutes and stop, but I think I might actually have something for talking by myself. So, yeah. I'm gonna play 2 more songs, because I don't even have any content to put in between them. But, these 2 songs, that I'm gonna play as, it's Check Marks by The Academy Is, and, no, wrong order. You Can Run, But We'll Find You by Matchbook Romance, and, Check Marks by The Academy Is. Happy back to school. I know I'm not gonna be having one, but, yeah, and let's see, you can email us at, youdidn'thearthis@gmail.com, and the phone line is down, so it's not going to be working for a while. So as soon as we get another phone, I'll be sharing that number with you guys. So, yeah, salutations. This is You Can Run, But We Will Find You, and, Check Marks. See you guys later.
ask us to prove it. But you should have known, you should have known, you should have known, you should have known.
Don't make a sound, hope no one.